The Rudy Clavey Show with Eusebius McIsa on 702, your number one news and talk station.
7 minutes after 11, it is the third and final hour. Sorry, I couldn't get to all of your comments. Who would have thought, hey, this Monday is we just a couple of ways from Christmas, and many of you reflecting there on the cost of school uniform. And I kind of knew the conversation would be a rich one despite the holiday season. That's because, unfortunately, the headaches in terms of the cost of education doesn't go out of fashion. And moms and dads don't really have a Christmas break when it comes to thinking about these things, because in a couple of weeks' time, you will have to be forking out money. And then there are all the other issues, of course, bubbling under, and some really beautiful calls in terms of how exclusionary as well policies around uniform can be, how elites can reproduce elitism. But then the flip side of the coin can also be that if the cost is kept down, you might also be able to reduce discrimination, taunting between kids who come from many different families in terms of family incomes. And there is also the opportunity, provided that the overall uniform costs are kept down, to make sure that you can also have a level playing field. But of course, that doesn't help if you have monopolistic practices. So I promise you, we'll be keeping tabs on how that survey goes that the Competition Commission shared with us. It will be giving out next year to try and get a sense of just how widespread these issues are. So thank you so much for your participation in the middle hour today, 9 minutes after 11.
You're ready to reveal your gift from Coca-Cola. Are you standing by to enjoy that Christmas feeling?
This festive season, Coca-Cola and Cape Talk, I'm bringing you a chance to peel, pull and reveal the prizes that will make you and your loved ones feel special. When you hear the sound of a Coca-Cola being opened, remember to SMS Coke to 31567, to 31567. And if we call you back, remember to answer with, I'm enjoying that Christmas feeling with Coke. If you say that, you can stand by as I reveal what it is that you've won. SMS charged at standard rates.
702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Yes, and of course it is time for the second part of the ho 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 versions of Technobite, and that is have a look at some of the gadgets you may want to buy. Aki?
Hello, Eusebius. So listen, it's just a few days to go before Christmas for many people, other people celebrating the festive season in different ways. So a lot of people are going to get gifts. I mean, you seriously need, and I'm speaking to...
I really do.
I'm speaking to your partner now. He's listening to us right now. He needs a phone for Christmas, please, because your phone's getting very, very old. Now, a lot of people get phones, and listen, phones are expensive, especially the high-end phones. I mean, a smartphone today can cost you anything from about 10,000 to 20,000 rand. But this year, if we look at the best of the best that came out, I think that it's going to be a very close call between the Apple iPhone 7 Plus and the Samsung 7 and 7 Edge. Now, the iPhone 7 Plus is you know, although the size looks the same as the previous iPhone, the camera enhancements, and you'll see on the 7 Plus, so you'll see the dual camera at the top of the phone, the enhanced processor, it takes magnificent photographs, the battery life's better. It's a really good, really, really good phone. So if you're looking for a phone that's also splash-proof, by the way, and you can't really shower with it the whole time, but, you know, it'll take a bit of water. If you drop a bit of water on it, it'll be okay. So the iPhone 7 Plus, then the Samsung S7 and S7 Edge. Now, bearing in mind, this year has been quite a bit of a tough year for Samsung. You remember they had the Note 7 that came out.
That's not the one I'm going to be buying.
No, this is not the one. You don't need anything to catch fire. You just do it. You self-combust yourself, you CPS. Ooh. So anyway, look, the point is that the S7 Edge and the S7 are really, really fantastic. And, you know, really one of the contenders for smartphone of the year. They really encapsulate, you know, almost perfection on a smartphone. They're beautifully built. The screen display is great. So if you want to get one for someone for Christmas, look at this one. But I need to warn you that there's a new model coming out sometime in March. They normally announce it February, March at the Mobile World Congress. It happens in Barcelona, so they have a big hoo-ha about it. In fact, I was there last year where they introduced this together with the VR headset, which is also great. It comes together with this. It's virtual reality coming alive. And I think that this year was kind of the year we got a glimpse of what virtual reality can really do. And the Samsung Gear VR is also a great Christmas gift. So if somebody has an existing device like an S7 or an S7 Edge, you might want to get them this because it's a lot of fun. And I think next year we'll see virtual reality really going mainstream with other devices like the Oculus Rift. There's great devices from Sony that are coming out that are really, really quite impressive. So,
and it's quite price competitive, you said as well, because I was quite surprised when you told me
the S7. Yes. So you know what happens when there's a new device that gets launched at the beginning of the year? If you want to be an early adopter, it's going to cost you a lot more.
Sure.
But the prices have dropped, and as the new model starts glimpsing that we're seeing, hey, it's going to be out in February, March, you'll see price discounts even more. So you can get it at a really good price now, especially if you buy it cash on prepaid. You can get some really good deals on the S7 and S7 Edge, and it's really a really good phone. The other one that I've been most impressed with this year is the Huawei P9 Plus. And this is a very interesting company because up until 5 years ago, the first devices that came out, people looked at them and go, But I tell you what, watch out for Huawei next year because they're going to be bringing some serious, gorgeous stuff. And they already have this year. We saw the P9 and the P9 Plus is kind of the top of the range one. It's a worthy contender for top five devices of 2016. Beautifully designed. It's an all-metal design. And they've got a dual camera lens, the Leica camera lens. Now, Leica have been manufacturing cameras for many, many years, decades, in fact. They're world-renowned, and they really bring this together with super-fast hardware, improved battery, and really impressive technology that Huawei have packed into the P9 Plus. And I love this as an Android phone. And then the one that's taken me by surprise this year is the Motorola Z. Now, what's amazing about this, up to now, technology is kind of, it really hasn't, it's almost stagnated. There's been no real innovation in smartphones. Think about it, Eusebius. It's just a camera that's got a bit better, et cetera, et cetera. But this Motorola Z is seriously impressive. And I'll tell you why it's impressive, because they've applied innovation to this phone to add the additional components to it. So the Moto Mod, apart from the fact that it's a great camera, here it is here, it's super thin. It's super light. It's got a magnificent camera.
Wow.
Motorola, of course, who are the first of the people that have been making phones. You know, they were the first phones that came out in the 70s. And this company now owned by Lenovo, and together with Lenovo's innovation, Motorola's innovation, they've produced a really impressive phone. It's got a great battery life. It's got a great camera, great features. But
they're also making it hard for me to break into it. It's asking for your fingerprint.
Oh, is it? Well, that's why. It's very good. And that fingerprint thing is amazing. But what's cool about this, and maybe this is one to consider for your phone, they add Moto Mods, and they make these additional clip-ons clip on like a magnet onto this, just like this, and then they're attached. This is the JBL one, and this adds an extra sound boost to it. So you can use this as a little boom box if you're out with friends. It goes, it's quite loud.
That's very cool.
There's another one that's a projector that it turns your phone into a projector that you literally clip on. And then there's another one that uses a Hasselblad, also an amazing, amazing photographic manufacturer. And this is like a true zoom camera. So it's got its own camera, but the moment you attach the Hasselblad to it, it becomes like almost a semi-pro camera. So this is the Moto Z and one of my favorite gadgets of the year. So Moto Z, I mentioned the Huawei P9 Plus. I mentioned the Samsung S7 and S7 Edge and the Apple iPhone 7 Plus. Now, these phones, as I said, go over like the 10 grand mark, so they're pretty expensive. But if you're looking for a really, really good value phone that's not going to break the bank, that's I think is amazing value for money, and here it is in your hands over there, that is the Chinese company called Xiaomi. Now, Xiaomi is the one to watch as well next year because they have been producing amazing quality phones. That is one of their kind of phablet phones. And they range anything from between 2,000 up until 5,000 Rand. Won't break the bank, but the quality on their phones is really amazing.
That's suspiciously cheap.
No, well, you see, this is the thing. You've got to justify the cost of a phone. Now, a lot of the manufacturers, the actual components are expensive. You know, some of them use components that might be a year older. There's nothing wrong with them. But Xiaomi is quite impressive. Mm. I've been using that device for the last year or so, and I've been impressed with it. It's lasted long. You know, a lot of phones look good on face value, as soon as you see them, as soon as you start playing with them, drop them a couple of times, after a month they look like they've been through the wars. But these are really good. Xiaomi.
Yeah, no, well, I've got a weird relationship with brands. I'm very brand loyal, so I think...
You're going to stick with Samsung.
Probably, I'm going to try with the S7.
It suits you.
Yeah. Rather than waiting for February. I want it now.
You want it now. And you want to take good pictures, and we want to keep up with your photographs.
Yeah, you know, I mean, a couple of shows ago, you were explaining the value of some of the camera functionality with some of the phones that we bring into the studio. And I thought, you know, I really don't care about that. Until I was trying to take a picture of a book I was reading about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And I struggled to get it properly into focus. If I've got the author's name, then the title was suddenly like blurry. And it didn't matter how much I controlled for that.
Yes.
And then I realized I should actually pay attention to the camera. Specifications.
And you know what? The truth is that little module inside there, the actual lens, it costs a lot of money. The more advanced ones that have got autofocus, like the Samsung that you're talking about, that's why the Samsung S7 has got such a good camera, because it's got the autofocus and also depth balance. So it picks up the items in the background, and the depth is very, very good. So that's, you know, if you're really into your photography, you want to take good photographs, that's the one to get.
Great stuff. Is that it for the year?
That's it for the year.
Oh, I'll miss you.
I'll be talking to you from Los Angeles.
Going to Europe and then to North
Las
America,
Vegas.
Around the world in 3 days.
Well, not quite. But boy, am I looking forward to the jet lag afterwards.
Thank you, Aki. Have a wonderful break.
Have a great one, Eusebius. Fantastic working with you this year, and I look forward to 2017.
Cheers.
702 and Cape Talk. Family Matters.
Yes, 18 minutes after 11, it is time for Family Matters. I've got a simple question for you. I don't know how you are going to be coping with family feuds, the Christmas chaos. Maybe your mum-in-law, heaven forbid, is visiting you. You see, if you were clever like me, you'd simply come to work and you don't have to deal with family this morning and then stay away until 4 and say, no, I'm still having a producer's meeting. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you're just enjoying a little bit of time alone before going back to all the visitors. I'm just joking. I don't have any visitors this Christmas. Last Christmas, we cooked up a storm. It's hectic. So I want to know from you, what are some tips we can share? Hopefully they are not listening with this holiday season, when you have to deal with countless families being together, all sorts of awkwardness. And some of it, of course, is just, you know, I mean, silly and frivolous stuff. You know, you're going to have that one Gimba who comes to visit. What do you do to make sure that you actually keep some of your food so that it's not all eaten up and yum, yum, yum every 5 seconds? But some of it can also be very serious. I mean, just this morning, I saw a very, very, very thoughtful post on Facebook from Lebo Mashile. And, you know, I mean, I read it and I thought it was really, really awesome. And it also just framed the conversation that Takiso and I wanted to have with you today around how hectic this time can be when it comes to families being together. Because on the one hand, families can be a beautiful source of joy. On the other, there's also all sorts of misogyny and bigotry and homophobia and all sorts of other things that you've got to put up with. You've got that uncle who's been dodgy, who's been a predator in the family. No one talks about him. Now you're going to go and visit with your children. How do you just cope at this time? On the one hand, family matters to us. On the other hand, family can also be a site of tension, a source of tension. You've got to survive your family as much as you get to enjoy them at this time. 011-883-0702. Give us a call in Johannesburg and in Cape Town on 021-446-0567.